Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Simple J, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Shout out to the Arlington NAACP. Had a good night talking to them on Saturday. Royce West, State Senator, how you doing? Glad you showed up. Also, Freddie Haynes, I was at Friendship West yesterday. Tom, I texted you to go to church. You didn't hit me back. What happened?
Yeah.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Did you text him from the golf course, Roland?
That was on. I played golf on Saturday with Ron Kirk.
Is it proper to text in church?
Oh, yes, especially, if you're tweeting the sermon, yes. But if you're texting about where we going to brunch after church, no. Listen to the word. And also, condolences this morning to the family of Alma Brown, the wife, the widow of the late Commerce Secretary Ron Brown. She died yesterday, 20 years to the day he died in that plane crash in Croatia. Yeah, she passed away on yesterday, and so certainly condolences to her. And also pray for the King family today, 48 years ago, Dr. King was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. Folks, education is something that we often talk about on this show. And Tom Diddy has hooked up with our boy, Dr. Steve Perry, to launch a charter school in Harlem. Joining us right now is Dr. Steve Perry. Steve, how you doing?
I'm fantastic, Roland, and the crew. Thanks so much for having me back. So, Steve,
for years you tried to get Diddy to do a scholarship and mentor, and he said, no, I ain't interested in that. I want to do something bolder and bigger.
Yeah, I want to make sure that I make that, to clarify that. He had approached me and said, hey, I want to start a school. And I said, bro, you don't want to start a school. It's hard work. Just do a scholarship or after school program or just write a check to somebody. And for 2 years, he said, no, absolutely not. I know what I want to do. So 6 years later, this summer, we will be opening the Capital Prep Harlem Charter School in Harlem, USA.
Hey, Steve Perry, what does it take to open up a charter school?
So what we had to do is we had to write an application. But before you write the application, you got to go to the community and really hat in hand and come humbly and say, hey, you know, we'd love to serve you. And so we were in housing projects and community centers. We were in small businesses and literally walking up and down 125th Street in Harlem. Uh-huh. And just trying to make relationships with people to say, hey, this is who we are, and we'd love to do it. And to the credit of the model, no one knew that Puff was involved. So it didn't get approved because people thought that he was involved. And in fact, we didn't announce his involvement until 6 years later after we had been approved and we were accepting applications.
It took 6 years?
It took 6 years for us to put it together. So 2 years for him to get me to convince me to do it with him. And then another 4 years of just community development, and then a year to put together the application, and then we took a year to plan. So
now, Tom,
put it all together.
I'm about to blow you away. Steve, you guys announced this last, was it Monday or Tuesday?
Monday.
Last Monday. That was 7 days ago.
Registration?
How many seats do you have?
We have 100, you know, in this class, this year, we have 160.
And this is sixth and seventh grade?
6th and 7th grade. It'll ultimately be a 6 to 12, yes.
Tell our audience how many folks have already applied.
So between Monday afternoon and Friday, Monday, 1,200.
1,200 people. Now, you and I, first of all, I'm a huge supporter of charter schools and every form of education that works. And we get people out here who criticize, oh, this is tearing it down. And we did a poll at TV1. Nearly 80% of black people, black parents say they support charter schools. They even support vouchers. This is an indication where black folks say, look, I don't care what happens. I need my child educated. I don't care how it gets done.
But Roland, here's another piece to add to that. A lot of people don't realize that teachers support choice as well. And you often hear our friends, I use the word lightly, in the teachers union talking about how the teachers don't want this. But almost 200 adults have applied for jobs to teach at Capital Prep Harlem. 200 during that same period. We only have 18 teaching jobs, bro. We have 50 people applied just for the social work job. We have one social work position. The community supports what we do, and they're excited about choice because they understand that the only way our children can get up out of the doldrums of the communities into which they've been born is to get out through a fine education.
Also, you've had folks who are always talking about black celebrities not doing this, not doing that. Some people were trying, saying, well, why didn't Diddy try to take over an existing public school? But this is an example of someone saying, look, I want to make a difference. And he said to you, let's be able to shape and mold minds over a course of a year, not just sort of an after school program.
Yeah, he was. It's not just him, Roland. And Tom, you, I mean, come on. I'm on the Tom Joyner Morning Show where you guys have been pushing education for as long as you've had a show.
Yeah.
And you send more kids to college than virtually anybody. And nothing but respect for the work that you've done. I mean, truly nothing but respect. And too often, black celebrities in particular are maligned for not doing. And then when they do, people criticize them anyway. You can't win for losing.
How and why do these schools fail?
They fail because the people who work in them are more focused on themselves and keeping their jobs than the children. They're more interested in coming up with excuses why not as opposed to why. They look at the kids as, you know, when you hear people say things like you cream the kids, that's an inherently racist statement. What it presumes is that there are only a couple black, Latino, and poor kids who could do it. And somehow through some magical process, you were able to find those kids. And the term cream also separating from the darkness of the coffee. There's something wrong when we don't even believe it's possible. And so one of the main reasons why these schools fail is they lack leadership, meaning at the school level. Mm-hmm. They're dysfunctional by design. Many of the traditional public schools, especially in the urban centers, were never designed to educate black, Latino, and poor kids. And as a result, they don't. I mean, they fundamentally don't. This is not something that I'm suggesting. This is what the data says, and they will not ever.
Are charter schools moneymakers?
No. I wish. No. Not at all. No. No, brother. Man, you have no idea how hard we have to work to raise money to get people to give us just enough to barely operate. The school that we opened here in Bridgeport, a city in which 95% of third graders are not doing math on grade level, 95% have been failed by a school system, and they just got into school. They get over $15,000 per pupil, plus in many cases, anywhere from a $50 to $100 million building. We get $11,000 per pupil, have to run a school in the same community, and zero money for a building. So I am right now in our office here in Bridgeport, Connecticut, a converted mental health center. I'm in a converted, and we don't even have a name on the front of the building yet. When we said we were opening a school in Bridgeport, 900 families applied. 900.
And had never even seen the building.
Didn't see the building until the first day of school. In fact, we were in here cleaning the night before, to painting so much that I had to go to the Stop and Shop and get some flowers. And that's all they had were the flowers from 4th of July, and they had glitter on them. So everybody made fun of me for having glitter flowers in the school.
And what's your success rate, Dr. Perry?
100% of our graduates have gone on to four-year colleges since we opened our first school in 2005.
So to answer Sybil's question, why do they fail? Is money one of the reasons, one of the main reasons charter schools fail?
They fail because all schools fail because they lack the capacity to effectively educate. It's not charters of traditional. Any school that doesn't commit to having the best teachers in front of children and the best leaders in the main office will fail every single time.
Congrats, Dr. Steve Perry. Diddy.
Thank you.
Keep doing it up, man. Keep doing it up.
I love it. All right.
Do it for the kids.
Good news. Good news, Roland. I love it.